WXLK HD.
Rono.
Oh, man. Somebody on the show has baby fever. Who is it? What are the details? Antoine, Terrell, Monica Brooks staring at each other. All right, which one is it? It is not me, Zach Jackson.
Nope.
That okay. has baby fever.
All right.
It is one of you two that has baby fever.
Go ahead.
We're just...
Go ahead.
You're going to hear a pin drop
I'm
on
not making
cotton
this up.
Right now.
One of you has baby fever. How are you not recognizing your desire for having a baby?
You better tell them.
A little baby in the house.
A little baby,
a
you say.
A little bundle of joy. Monica Brooks... It's Antoine. Oh, Antoine has baby fever. Yes, he does. Yes, you do.
I think we should put some context on this, sir.
Baby dog fever.
Yes. Baby dog fever.
Which leads to baby fever.
I really want a puppy. I really a Rottweiler puppy.
A Rottweiler.
To be specific.
Okay. Yes.
So bad.
Are you someone, now you don't currently have any pets?
Nope. I've never actually owned a dog in my entire life.
Really?
Ever. My mother would not let us have dogs.
Your mother also wouldn't let you use the good towels, so that does make sense.
Yes.
There's a couple people that, you know, never owned a dog.
Yeah, my mother said if she got a dog, it'd have to stay outside.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
yeah.
I don't want to be outside all the time with it.
Yeah.
So, nope, never happened.
Now you want a Rottie. What was it? What happened to make you want like a Rottie puppy?
They're gorgeous.
They are. They're
gorgeous.
Are adorable.
And somebody in the neighborhood has a full-grown Rottie.
Okay.
And he's just out in all his grandeur. His strength.
Rock glory.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That muscle tone.
I'm
you like all
so
of that.
So bad. They're so expensive.
He's flaunting himself to Antoine.
Well, I imagine you can puppy sit.
You could. Are you prepared for this? As somebody, you have never had a pet, which I'm always fascinated by that. You can text in 52353. Is it people who have never had pets of any kind? Because to me, my entire life, I have never been without a pet at any point ever in my existence.
The first pet I had, the only pet I had, was a snake. My brother had chameleons growing up. Mm-hmm. He had two chameleons growing up.
See, I don't consider either of those pets. I consider those things that you have taken from the zoo, and then you have them on display at your home. That's all that is. Those are animals, but they're not... Pets to me are the companion ones. That's dog, cat.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
maybe you can make an argument for like a pig or a ferret or a chicken, something like that. But for the most part, dog, cat. And then all those are display animals.
When
hamsters,
you're excited to see you.
Goldfish.
When you can really tell that they're excited to see you.
You can
tell that a snake is excited to see you?
I'm
excited. Or is it when it's like wrapped around your neck?
I was excited to see the snake.
What was your snake's name?
DiBiase.
Okay, yes. The Million Dollar Man,
Ted
DiBiase, who's, I believe, at the Salem Red Sox game tomorrow night. Antoine, I heard that. Yep.
Okay.
So you'll have to look into that.
Yes,
but
I will.
So when you would come home from work, would DiBiase be all with his tongue?
Well, no, it'd start to, like, crawl up, like, get up on its...
Best thing of wild
food.
Yes, it was hungry.
You know, I will say this. You talk about animals missing you. My kids each have a betta fish, those dopey little fish.
Oh, yeah.
My son's fish, Flash. Boy, Flash gets real excited when you come over to his bowl. You walk in, he's like...
So he notices. He can tell.
He does. I think it's just for food. Yeah, but he does notice, hey, large glowing orb thing that puts little droplets in here. Get over here.
My cousin accidentally found out that you're not supposed to put two betta fish in the same tank when we were kids.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
That was traumatic for her.
But then you just go to Walmart and get another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is true. We've done the Walmart trip also. But that's not for killing. They die of natural causes. So a puppy, that is a huge responsibility. So are you prepared for that? Because you have never had a dog. So, you know, put a pin in that for a second. We'll get back to it because I don't think he knows what he's getting himself
into.
That's
why I think you should puppy sit. Take a weekend and when he chews up a couple, pair of shoes or something, and you'd be like, oh.
And by puppy, do you mean your son? Did you want him to watch
Hendrix?
I'm not comparing him to a dog. I'm just saying, do you want to get rid of
the kid for a couple days?
A team member that had, had a dog for a period of time. The dog chewed up a couple pair of shoes and the dog, went to another home.
Yeah, we won't say who that is, but just think on the staff, who really loves his shoes? Who could that possibly be?
He wasn't prepared for that.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Samir. Yeah, Samir from Louisiana is being judged all over social media for the way that he eats his McDonald's McNuggets.
Okay.
Ooh.
So he's got his McNuggets.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing something that is causing outrage?
Yes, outrage.
How many different ways can you eat nuggets?
How do you eat your nugget?
I would think there's two ways to eat a nugget.
Uh-huh.
You either bite it.
Right.
And I would say two bites.
Two bites. Yeah.
Maybe three if you're being weird.
Or the whole biter.
Or just the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, the whole biter.
Actually, there's a third way. I think kids would do it, like nibble off like the outside of it.
Uh-huh.
Like the nibble off the skin.
Okay. Well, kids aren't real people, so they don't count.
They don't count.
All right.
Well, Samir is a grown man. He's a real person. Uh-huh. Who decided to go onto Facebook and post a picture of his nuggets where he takes off all of the breading, the batter.
All of it.
And he likes to set the nuggets back into the container and eat separately. And people were judging him. People even say, you turn me off from nuggets now.
So he deconstructs the nuggets.
I'm going to show you. Antoine's right here, too. There's a picture of his nuggets. And they are naked nuggets, basically. He has taken off all the batter. And he has his sauce. He has his honey mustard and some other little dipping sauce. But he likes to have the batter in a separate little.
No, that's terrible.
And people are like, that's crazy. That's disgusting. And people are going off on social media. He's been retweeted.
It doesn't even look right.
It does not look right, right?
It doesn't look right.
So yeah, they're just nude and sad.
They're nude and sad.
And then he eats them. And then he eats a big batter pile at the end.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's not even that he doesn't want the batter because of the health or the whatever. He wants to deconstruct it and eat it
that
way.
And the fact that he takes time to take that breading off.
It doesn't look right.
And separate it.
Yeah.
It's a sad looking nugget.
See, I want to just cast him away and judge him as a fool for doing that to his nuggets. But I do eat a Twix bar. Uh-huh. In a deconstructed fashion.
Yeah, we judge you.
Because I eat the caramel off the top, and then I eat the cookie part on the bottom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't you own no me?
See, it's wrong.
Oh, no. Don't you Samir me. Yeah.
Who asked you? Next thing you're going to say is you bite into all four of a Kit Kat
at one time. I did that one time, and it felt so wrong. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. It was gross. It really, it felt wrong on so many levels.
Yeah.
There's something, it's like biting into a cheese stick. If you don't peel the cheese off, it's just wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
But the Twix? I'll break it down that way. So I'm not going to judge Samir. What he does, I find to be abhorrent and repulsive. But that
you
is his
Samir.
Choice. Well, y'all just eat everything all normal all the time?
Schoolhouse pizza when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I would take all the cheese off and eat that separately.
And then just have that doughy
dough.
With the sauce. With the sauce, yeah. As a kid, I would eat it that way.
Gross. See, everybody does a little something. Unless you are the biggest conformist and follower in the world.
I know.
And I just eat everything the way it has been told
the way it
to
should
me.
Be.
Everybody's got a little something that they do that everybody else goes, what are you doing
that's
that for?
So weird. Yeah, I mean, Samir is being judged.
He is. Now, his is the worst of all of these ones we're laying out there. But Samir is allowed to be the person he wants to be.
That is true.
So that's fine.
True.
Just stop posting about it.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. Just keep your disgusting behavior to yourself, okay? It's like when you're a pervert. Just keep your pervert to yourself and perv out all you
there
want.
There you go.
Yeah. Antoine's got baby fever. I don't think he knows what he's getting into. Also, big death on Game of Thrones I'm going to talk about here in a second. And this is not a spoiler thing because it's not a person. Okay?
Okay.
So we are free to speak of this, but we're going to say RIP to an object on Game of Thrones.
I had eyebrows up.
Yeah, and you don't need to watch a show to be interested in that. Also, I have other interesting mistakes in movies that I had never noticed before. Mm-hmm. And TV shows, too.
So, all right.
There we go. On the Thang. Puppy fever. Antoine, you've never had a dog.
Never.
Ever.
I've never had a dog. Like
I don't think you can handle a puppy then. I really don't. I don't believe you are prepared for this.
Why is that?
Because you don't know what it's like.
How do you know? Nobody knows what it's like until they do it.
And that's true with kids too. You say, are you prepared? You're never prepared.
Well, yeah. Yes. But at the same time, there's a difference between a dog and a puppy. Puppy's very high maintenance.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff that goes into this.
Yes.
It's sort of like the difference between a baby or triplets. Like it's that next level situation right there. Are you prepared for the responsibility that you can't just go to basketball and brunch and every other thing? Maybe you have to take care of this creature that relies on you.
On a schedule.
Yes. And one advantage I have is that I mastered in behavioral science, which would be applied to the puppy, to the dog, on training and all of that. So I kind of have a leg up on this situation right now.
You're saying all the children you trained in the past were like dogs is what this is.
Preparing me for this moment. Okay. No,
I would have agreed with that statement. That's okay. You know.
But But there's techniques, there's science to train a puppy. Okay. I feel like I'm ready. Here's the thing. I've wanted a puppy for years now.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't gotten one yet, so I think maybe that's the universe telling me, maybe you aren't ready.
Well, I mean, you just have to go get one. Yeah. It's not like you're sitting here hoping you can win a puppy. I mean, it's just, if you want one.
You make one phone call.
Go get one.
Today.
But I want a particular, no, I'm not making it today.
There's people texting in, breeder in Buena today. Vista, Rottweiler. Yeah. There you go.
I'm unprepared. I don't have a crate. I don't have any Scooby snack.
You probably don't have $1,000 or whatever it costs.
Also,
it can be expensive and it adds up. And I mean,
it is one of
bills.
Those ones. Again, everyone is to do, I don't judge, but I am not a buy a dog kind of person.
Right.
Because I'm an adopt a dog kind of person. That's just me. And that's what, but there are other, I'm perfectly great friends.
You want a Labradoodle?
With great animals that want to kick a poodle noodle, whatever it is, fine.
Yeah.
Spend your $4,000 on the doodle foodle. Go for it.
It's your own, yep.
Yep. We call those mutts at the shelter. Yep. The noodle toodles. You can get plenty of them there. They're all over the place. So 52353. I want you to look at the hard realities.
Yes.
And then make your decision. And that's fine. I hope you do get a dog because I think they bring love into your life. Unconditional
love. They do.
Love.
Yes.
We had a dog, Lacey. We got her from the store, convenience store. There was a guy had a dog. Yeah.
What?
Wait a minute.
Our dog, Lacey.
There was a dog on aisle 7.
The guy walked out of the store and we're like, oh, look at this beautiful dog with this long hair, terrier mix or something. And I'm rubbing petting the dog. And he says, take the dog. Where I go, I take no dog. And he said, that's all he said. We don't know who this man, who we...
Where I go, I take no dog.
And this is in Bedford.
This sounds like a Game of Thrones character.
He said, where I go, I take no dog.
The girl who has no name.
And he said, the only thing he said was, don't change the dog's name. Don't change name, Lacey. And we kept
the
dog.
Where I go, I take no dog.
Where I go, I take no dog. Yes, and we kept the dog.
All right, now, I will say you started the story by saying had.
Yeah, it says she passed away.
She passed away, okay.
Yes.
All right.
But you got a dog at a convenience store.
Yes.
How old was the dog?
We don't have no idea, really.
You
I mean,
nothing.
But
a dog has no age.
A dog has no age.
We don't know what's going on.
That's the only thing he told us.
Your family is so bizarre. This is the same family that got a bird at a yard sale.
My mom did.
Yep, what? Dog at a convenience store. Bird at a yard sale.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a horse at McDonald's?
Well,
I don't
have
know.
The pony. You remember the pony?
Huh?
My sister got the pony. You remember that?
You had a pony?
My sister had the pony. You remember my sister and her husband?
What in the old McDonald?
You remember? Yeah.
No, I don't.
We talked about it. Yeah.
Now I have so many so many more questions.
Things happen. Yes.
Can't even get into Monica's squeezing into outfits and every other thing. And now I need to know where this pony came from. So we're going to get into the pony also.
Yeah.
Well, now we're behind. We have
too many things.
We have too much going on today.
All those.
Brand new birthday scam, the luscious love poem, random ponies.
Yeah.
And outfits that are way, way, way too small. Those are all on the way here on the thing. She got a dog at a convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that would be convenient.
Well played.
A bird at a yard sale.
Yep.
And now, where did your family acquire the pony?
And my sister ran into an old friend or whatever that needed a home for a pony. So she had a pony in her backyard for a period of time.
Was this old friend just walking down the street with a pony on a rope?
I don't know, but it was like, welcome to the family, a new pony.
Was the friend Don Quixote?
What?
<It was. laughs> He grew up in Bedford.
In Bedford, you didn't know. Yeah.
Went to Stanton River.
But it all feels kind of normal. Like, okay, we have a pony now. Yeah.
Now, remember, it was, as a kid, in Bedford, he was known as Don Quixote because they just
did it. Quixote.
They don't pronounce it however they like there in Bedford.
Yeah.
But that's it. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did the pony have a piece of straw in its mouth? Because I feel like it should.
You got to have a piece of straw.
Exactly. You must have the piece of straw.
All
or
pets.
I feel ripped off. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Monica, you and an 11-year-old don't share clothes. I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen.
We do.
Now, Ava is stealing Monica's deodorant currently.
Uh-huh.
Ava's your daughter.
Yes.
And she is taking your stuff, and you don't like it.
Well, I did wipe off the top.
Oh, you wiped before you used it.
Did you look at her while you did it and went, oh, you're gross?
But it's just still. It's just like my deodorant.
You wear her clothes. She can't use your deodorant.
She wears mine.
Does she wipe her clothes off after you wear them?
She should.
She probably does.
Get that evil off.
She should do that too. I think your daughter should pick up this deodorant and wipe it off and look at you first and go, ugh.
It's funny though, because she has reached that age now where I'm like, oh, I'm missing a sock. And I'm like, well, I like Ava's socks. We wear almost the same size shoes.
I think you're also delusional that you fit into half these clothes. I think Monica's walking around, yeah, we wear the same size.
Shut your mouth.
Me and my daughter.
But Antoine was witness to Ava. We went to a career day.
Yep.
Ava had on my pants.
She did. She had on her pants that day.
And granted, they are a little tighter on mommy.
Yeah.
But.
Get in there. I could demand it, yes. And I won't. But show me the red ring of shame. Show me that pants that squeeze too tight.
Tighter
when,
on mommy.
When Monica's like, well, Antoine, in my head, I'm like, I thought she was going to say, well, Antoine wore some of my pants one day. I was like, wait a minute. No, I haven't. What are you about to say, Monica?
That's next month. We're still getting to know Antoine around here, but we think we figured him out.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
It's dead, and you will never see it again. They love killing things on Game of Thrones. So it is no surprise that they, in their ruthless ways, see no problem with killing off that coffee cup that ended up on last week's episode.
Oh, man.
Yep. R.I.P. coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
It has been digitally removed.
From, like, the reruns and things like that?
Yep. Yeah. If you don't watch Game of Thrones, it's fine. Doesn't matter. But they actually, I mean, it's set in fantasy times that are kind of like medieval times.
Yes.
So there's really no electronics of any kind.
Did someone get in trouble for that cup? And who is it?
That's
is
a good
the person
question.
That needs the cup?
See, now that person, they also ruthlessly killed because they are, they go all in on this.
Yes, they're committed.
Mm-hmm, they're committed. The actors are actually killed in real life to really give them a level of fear. You know, that's what you want.
But I feel like they were probably mad at the intern that delivered the cup. Probably set the cup down. I was like, here you go. Here's your coffee. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, it's probably an editor's fault because it was probably just they were shooting some stuff and it was in between takes and you know, cameras are always still rolling and they use this shot thinking, oh, this is a good shot. And then they didn't realize the cup
was there.
But
it's surprising that no one noticed.
I put it on the shoulders of the actress, too, who had the cup in front of her. I mean, she should say, hey, hang on. Let me move my bagel before we start doing this stuff.
Literally right in front of her.
Yep.
So they digitally remove the cup. You'll never get to see it again except everywhere on the internet. But if you're watching it at home, unless you have it on the DVR somewhere, you won't see it anymore. There are mistakes all the time in movies and TV shows, and we never notice. And also, this is another one on Game of Thrones that I had never noticed. But there's an episode in season 5 where this guy is dying, and underneath him, you can clearly see a very large AC adapter like you would plug your laptop into.
Oh, no.
Just right under his leg.
Oh.
I'm dying.
My adapter.
Hang on. I got to charge my laptop.
You charge your phone.
Oh, my God. Yes. check Instagram. Let everyone know. Hashtag die. Dying, just so you know. I saw it this morning on the internet, on YouTube. There are two different scenes in Friends where they accidentally put the stand-in for both Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox in the actual show.
With Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox. So it's like doppelgangers?
Yeah, so there's a scene you're watching. Joey is talking to Jennifer Aniston's character, and then they cut to the other side where he's talking to somebody else. And you see just in the corner, the stand-in standing there grinning. That sort of looks like Jennifer Aniston, but is not. Braveheart.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Braveheart.
Yes.
And that's
Mel Gibson.
Set in the year 9 or whatever it is. Whoa! There is a scene where there's a car in the back.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I know.
That's how they got to the fight. That's how they got to the war.
Exactly.
I kind of want to go back and watch just to
see. Hey, guys, I'm here for the battle. Hold on. Hey. I got to pay my Uber.
Yeah.
And now, if you put two dots above the U, that makes it old-timey for Uber.
That's yes, right. Obviously.
And it's the Uber.
Uber.
Yeah, there's a battle scene where you can clearly see a car behind a bunch of charging horses, even though it's set in the 13th century.
Oh. Horsepower.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's you. I see what you did there. Oh, you are fired. Get out of here. And there is a scene in Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into that movie and you watch it all the time, pay attention the next time. Julia Roberts, there's some scene where she's eating a croissant.
Yes.
Okay. And then they cut back.
I know this one.
She's eating a pancake.
Yep.
What happened? Or maybe she just eats really fast.
And so then she had moved on to her pancakes.
Pancake.
Gobble, gobble.
This hooker loves carbs. Oh, my goodness.
And we're back.
Yay!
Another wonderful edition of Cast and Call with our two participants playing for you guys at home, Zachary T. Jackson.
I'm Zach Jackson, and I believe disco will never go out of style.
And his opponent, Monica K. Brook.
Hey! And I love swimming. I lie.
And cocaine. Anyway, here we go. Casting call. Coming up, $5,000 in Secret Sound and then the brand new birthday scam, The Luscious Love Poem. But now we get all goofy with
it. Oh, my God.
We say good morning to Courtney. Hello, Courtney.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to say this as a compliment to Monica, but it's not going to sound like one when I say it. So here we go. Courtney, would you like to team up with either me, Zach Jackson, or the idiot savant, Monica Brooks?
Oh, yay.
See?
That's a compliment.
That is compliment. That means you're really, really good at this game for some reason.
Somehow.
Some crazy reason.
And it was just a weird day. That was a day. Okay. It was a weird day.
That's a great way. If you want to insult someone but not insult someone, say, you idiot, savant. See, yeah, savant. I was putting that in.
I got to add that
smart
to it.
Okay, Courtney, would you like Zach or the idiot? Savant.
I'm going with idiot, savant.
I don't appreciate idiot.
Courtney even said it.
Savant!
Yeah, savant. No,
savant.
No,
it's
no.
French. It's fancy. It's like a croissant.
A croissant.
You know? Idiot croissant is what it is. Okay. Courtney and Monica, hang on. All right. Jennifer, that means it's you and the idiot. That's me, okay?
You're the king.
Oh, yeah.
King the idiot. King.
King nope. Stupid. That's what it is. No. Okay. The king versus the idiot. So on.
Here it was, it was a weird day that one day.
It happened last week, too.
Yeah, oh, well, that was.
Now we have what's becoming a pattern
around
here.
It's a trend.
Yeah, it's currently a trend. If it happens again today, it is a pattern.
Yep.
Exactly. So, casting call. Antoine's going to read characters from a TV show, and they get progressively easier, but usually Monica just buzzes in, and then she knows it right away, even though the name will be something like Mike, and she'll know exactly,
she'll know exactly
who
exactly
it is.
What it is.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. First person to three in the game. Here we go.
All right, guys.
Oh, man.
First TV show.
Oh, and if we get it wrong when we buzz in, then Antoine will rattle off all the other names. That's your punishment.
Yes. Here we go. Floyd. Helen.
I was just... Floyd.
Otis.
Zach. The Andy Griffith Show.
Andy Griffith would be... Correct!
Oh, yes!
Correct! Oh.
The remaining names were B, Gomer, Andy, and Barney.
Oh, yeah, Otis the Town Drunk. Yes!
Uh-oh, Monica.
Oh, see? Okay.
Woo! You look at Monica. Just three to buzz in on that one. I mean, she didn't know a show from 1812, so
all right,
whatever.
So that's one point for Zach and Jennifer.
One for me. Here we go. Round two.
Barbara.
Monica.
Oh, no.
Oh, why did I buzz for that?
Because you're going to get it right.
Well,
that's why.
Barbara. What does that mean to me? The View. I don't know.
Watch, it's going to go ahead and just say it and be right with it.
No,
the no, it's going to be. No, come on.
Is that your answer? Before
Barbara. I mean, the View. I don't know. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll get
the
my
View is
one.
Correct.
No, it's not.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
The remaining names,
it, right.
It was Barbara, Megan, Elizabeth, Joy, Candace, and Whoopi.
I doesn't need to be said that I hate you, so just remember that.
All right. The tied 1-1. Round three.
Of course three. It is. It's not even...
All right, here we go.
God, I have so many questions for you when I get there. Actually, I'm probably going downtown instead. Never mind. All right.
Here's your first name.
So stupid, this game.
Ryan. Randy. Ruben.
Oh, Monica. Zach.
I heard Zach.
That's American Idol.
American Idol would be correct.
Yes.
Correct.
The remaining names were Kelly, Nikki, Paula, Simon, Mariah.
Yep. So characters, some of them judges, some of them. Ryan Seacrest, Randy Jackson.
All right.
Ruben Studdard. Uh-huh. Oh, you know what? I got to find the thing where Ruben sings about a sandwich. My name is a sandwich. There's never a reason to play old American Idol comedy bits until right now. So I'm going to find that.
Find
go ahead.
Zach,
next round.
Zach and Jennifer, 2 points. Monica and Courtney, 1 point.
All right, Monica, go ahead and buzz in on this one. And
all right, here's the next one. Heidi. Randy.
That's another Randy.
Brad.
Monica.
Uh-oh.
Why did I do that?
Uh-oh.
Why do you she buzzed in like, oops.
It's the, I see them, I think.
10 seconds.
See, now she doesn't even remember the names anymore, but she's still going to get it right. Watch.
No, because I'm distracted. I can't even spit it out. It's the Hills.
The Hills.
The Hills.
The Hills.
The
Hills is her answer. So what is it?
The Hills would be.
I don't know.
Incorrect.
Okay. Oh, I got it.
That means you're wrong.
Okay, run them all down for me so I can win.
All right, so what I've said so far.
Yes, go ahead.
Heidi.
Randy.
Brad. Jill. Al, Tim, Wilson.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That is Home Improvement for the win.
Home Improvement would be correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Congratulations, Zachary T. Jackson and Jennifer.
Big victory. It really doesn't feel like a win as much as... because it feels like a Monica loss. It doesn't feel like a Zach win. But it's fine. It doesn't matter. Any excuse to play this.
From the heart.
The old Reuben Studdard.
Everybody loves turkey and stuffing. I eat clay for a snack.
That's right.
Muffins make every day complete.
Some up victory song.
Oh, yeah. Pass me the gravy, please.
This food, I'm hungry.
I perk up when I see a waitress. Somebody help a brother out with a wet nap. If you find a buffet, you'll find me.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, baby. Pass the ketchup over here. Let's can't help but stuff my face at McDonald's.
Bring it!
Happy meal.
Happy meal.
Can't resist those golden fries.
Oh, baby. Victory song.
Who can deny the joy they bring? Then I head to Burger King. Because they have onion rings.
Congratulations, Jennifer.
The K92 Morning Thang. Trending top three. Number three.
Free babysitter for Mother's Day.
Ooh, sounds good.
From Kraft. The people who sell stuff at the grocery Kraft. Store.
Like mac and cheese?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So they say they're going to reimburse your babysitting costs on Mother's Day.
Okay.
They will pay back up to $100. They're giving out $50,000 total.
Wow.
So basically, it's 500 different people. KraftMothersDayAway.com is the promotion.
So go ahead. Hire a babysitter. And Kraft will cover the bill. Spend the day how you want to spend the day. For me, that would be brunching at a kid-unfriendly restaurant or not having to hide in the bathroom to eat my cookies or just sitting in my car for like 5 minutes in complete silence.
If that's how you choose it, that you've done it wrong. Yeah, so they say you just... this is my only question. It says, so just go to the website and you'll have to show your receipt. Who gets a receipt from a babysitter? What is a receipt from a babysitter look like?
I don't know, unless you write up your own receipt.
Yeah. Babysitter.
If it's a neighbor.
$100.
You know, next door.
Yeah, you just slide it to them. You got to write a check and everything now.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
So I guess you have to do a babysitter who does Venmo. And then you're
on.
Number two,
Disney announced a bunch of movie schedule stuff yesterday. And the biggest news out of this is the Avatar sequel has been delayed. Sequel. Ryan Seacrest. Sequel. The Avatar sequel has been delayed again. Pushing it off another year.
Did you watch the first one?
Yeah, I was unimpressed. I got to be honest. It was...
Yeah, I saw the first one too.
I thought it was fine. It was one of those ones, I will fully admit, I watched it after all the hype. And
I did too.
And it's really hard to buy into a movie when you watch it after everyone else has told you it's the greatest movie in the history of your eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful to watch.
I watched it when it initially came out, and I was one of those that it was beautiful. It was very
visually stunning
to watch, yeah.
Yes. But... I don't know. The blue people didn't do it for me. Anyway, you're going to have to wait another year. It was originally supposed to come out in 2014.
Oh.
And now we're getting into December 2021.
Got to wait a little bit.
And then if you would like to set your calendars in your phone, Avatar 3 is 2023, Avatar 4, 2025, Avatar 5,
goodness.
2027.
Well, they have plans.
Yeah. We'll see that. Oh, my God. I'll be like 55 years old, but
still
watching. And then they also announced the next three Star Wars movies. They didn't say what they are, but that's 2022, 24, and 26. So that's a long way.
Number one.
Meanwhile, we're over here going, we gotta do a promotion for Mother's Day. Okay, so remember that guy who said he was gonna do nothing but drink beer for a month?
I sure do.
Gonna do on the beer fest. He did it. We have it on the other side. And he did 46 days because he gave up food for Lent. And
just had beer.
He lost 44 pounds, Monica.
44 pounds.
44 pounds.
From drinking beer.
Yeah.
No, but no food.
No food. He said he had a great time. So the first week was really hard. But after that, he said
he was
on a roll. Stuck to it the whole time. Lost nearly 50 pounds. Says his overall health is so much better. Blood pressure, cholesterol, everything. Says he feels like he's in his 20s again.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the question I asked to both of you because I have the audio clip. What was the first thing he ate?
A burger.
You said burger. Both of you say burger. You're wrong.
Some wings.
Nope. You're wrong again. I'm going to play. It's a travesty.
Beer soup.
You're going to be mad. Yeah, beer soup. Yeah.
What is it?
Come on.
What
do you got? I'll
Let him explain. I will let Del Hall tell you what he ate.
Eating is wonderful. It's everything I wanted it to be. So, you know, my first like true like solid food was guacamole, and it was the best guacamole I've ever had.
Guacamole.
That's your first thing.
I'd be afraid to make that my first thing because like maybe my stomach isn't ready for something as
upset.
Green and sludgy as that.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. David writes in and says, Zach, I'd love to do a scam on my wife for her birthday. She works at a flower shop in Lynchburg, and she takes a lot of orders over the phone. So I thought you could maybe call as a weirdo customer or something. I really appreciate you doing this. Let's do the birthday scam right now. The luscious love poem here on the K92 Morning Thang.
Florist, this is Ellen speaking.
Well, hello, Ellen. I would like to place an order for a flower delivery, and I see here on your website you have a pink rose bouquet for
$39.99. Yes, we do.
Okay, fantastic. I would like to go ahead and order that, please, for delivery to my lovely girlfriend, Teresa.
Not a problem. I just need to get some information from you, and then we can get the order together today.
That is fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, let's get together the information for the card first, and then I'm going to get the billing and delivery information.
Okay.
Now, you said her name was Teresa?
That is correct.
Great. And how do you spell that?
It is Theresa.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. So it's Theresa?
No, that's too many E's. It's just the normal way. The Theresa.
Okay. Sorry, I just thought you said that there was two E's.
You know, honestly, I probably did. I'm not going to lie, Ellen. I am a little bit excited because, you see, Teresa and I have been going out for about 6 months, and I think I'm finally ready to drop the L word.
That's so sweet.
I know.
Did you tell her that you love her?
Yeah, I mean, it's either that or I want to lasagna you, which, I mean, would be delicious, but that would be weird, wouldn't it?
That would be weird. So what would you like the card to say?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I got all these feelings, but I'm just not super good with making them be words and stuff. Cause like I was trying to do a poem and I was all, hey girl, you know what? We met at Pizza Hut. Man, you got a juicy butt.
No.
See what I'm saying? It's not right. I don't know what to do though. Do you got an idea?
Yeah, you could, probably just, you know, tell her that you love her.
Well, like, roses are red, violets are blue, your breaths are amazing, so glad you got two.
No, you're right. Either.
I'm terrible at this. I am desperate. Do you think you could help me?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just stay away from mentioning her body parts.
Okay.
And just maybe just say how you feel, just really simply.
Warm.
I'm sorry, what?
Warm. Like in my loin parts. I get all tingly. That's how I feel. You know, like when you sit on a heated toilet seat. Can we use that?
No.
I know. Stupid fantastic. Man, I am so bad at this.
Sir, why don't you just say, I love you?
Just like that?
Just like that.
Okay. I mean, that is kind of simple. Should I maybe add in something about my true feelings with the love?
Sure.
Okay. Well,
really
all right.
Simple,
yeah, I think I got it then. I got it. All right. Here, check this out. Here, I got it. Here we go. To Teresa, write this down. It's good. To Teresa, I love you. Even though I know you slept with my cousin Dominique that weekend, I was in Myrtle Beach, you lying devil woman, but I still love you, even though you are rotten hoochie mama.
Sir, I'm not sure what's going on here, but you're going to need to stop, okay? I don't understand what's happening.
I'm sorry. I apologize. As you can see, I'm just a little emotional right now because all those things, they did happen. But I love her so much, and I know she treats me like garbage, but I don't want to lose her.
Okay, so well, maybe it sounds like you have a lot of feelings.
I do.
Maybe you need to deal with
a lot of them. Yes.
Yeah, and maybe you need to think about this person. Is this the person you want to give your heart to?
Oh, you think so?
Well, I mean, I don't know her, but maybe it's something that you need to think about. You know?
Okay. All right. You know what? Deep breath. Okay. Let me try this one last poem then. It's roses are red, violets are blue. Ellen, you just got birthday scammed on K92.
What?
Hi. Zach Jackson, K92, you're on the radio right now. Happy birthday.
Oh my God.
So this comes from your husband, David. He set you up on this. Let me know. I could call you at work, do a little something, something.
Oh my gosh. You just got me so good. K92.
Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam.
What did she stuff down her yoga pants?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Blow your mind? Give you a headline from a ridiculous, real story.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I'll leave out one word. You got to figure out what that word is. Story number one. Woman kicked off plane for blank. Was it A, drinking too much, B, rolling her eyes, or C, not paying attention to the safety announcements? Monica.
Not paying attention to the safety announcements.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
That's all of us.
Was looking at her phone. You know, they play some goofy video.
Uh-huh.
Flight attendant said, pay attention to the video. She didn't raise her eyes. Kicked her off the plane.
Kicked off?
That's kicked a little... off the
so
plane.
Something else happened. Well,
she's a hazard at that point, though.
But there's something else had to go down.
She doesn't know how to protect people.
Well, she won't be able to.
I'm guessing her response is kind of jerky because we have in the report that the woman who was sitting there looking at her phone then stuck her fingers in her ears to pretend, not listening, you're not going to tell me what to do. Uh-huh. But that was a flight attendant that was taking everything way too seriously.
They had a day.
We've all seen that video a thousand times.
Yes.
And this is on Air New Zealand where they have one of those goofy videos. It's supposed to be funny.
Mm. Oh.
So they have, for example, Australian supermodel Rachel Hunter making ice cream in this ad. Like, it's a goofy video. Yeah.
It's very serious. Pay attention.
I have been on a couple of flights where it is really entertaining. Like, I was on one flight where the guy was saying, you know, you put a mask on yourself and then somebody else. And if you have two kids, pick your favorite. Oh, like, stuff like that.
Bring the comedy.
Yeah, bring
Monica hates that. Yeah, she'll get kicked off the plane for heckling that individual. Next story. The giant... headed statues on Easter Island. You know, these big, ridiculous things that we don't really know what the point is of them. The giant headed statues on Easter Island are being ruined by blank. A, global warming. B, vegans. C, selfies. Antoine, what do you say?
It's my turn.
It was your go. I was so excited.
Looking at you, wasn't even talking to you.
But I'm going with selfies.
Selfies is
now it's
correct.
Like I stole your answer.
Specifically, selfies of people pretending to pick the noses of the giant statues.
Of course.
Is ruining the statues. But it's ruining the statues.
So stop it.
Yeah. Because they're walking right up to them and they're getting damaged because they're not supposed to be there. These are protected lands and graves.
So you can get fined, right?
I have.
They probably can be. You will be fine.
Probably can get arrested for it.
Who knows?
Kicked off a plane.
It's in another country. What country? I have no idea. No idea. If you told me right now, Easter Island on a map, there's not a person in here that could do it right.
No, I'm about to Google it while we're talking.
Exactly. Okay, last one. Here we go. Woman pulled over, stuffs blank down her yoga pants. Is it A, 75 pounds of weed, B, an eggplant, or C, an alligator?
State, please. Florida?
Of course it's Florida.
Okay, an alligator.
An alligator. Antoine?
I'm going to go with eggplant.
Eggplant. I'm saying the correct answer is alligator. Yeah. There it is.
Alligator in her.
Stuff that gator right down her yoga pants.
Just my gator.
Baby alligator, if that matters. Punta Gorda, Florida. That's the town. It's just reading it off the paper,
like,
man.
I insult her.
Oh, now you speak Spanish.
That's her nickname now, too. Punta Gorda, ready to roll. Yeah, they had 41 small turtles in the car, too. And I guess these alligators are regulated. She didn't want cops to know, so she stuffed it down her yoga pants.
I'll be honest, a small part of it. What kind of alligator was it?
A disturbed and demented alligator that traumatized.
It wasn't an adult alligator.
Baby what kind alligator. Of alligator?
I really wish it was a shark.
Okay.
I really wish it was a shark now.
All right, you go sit in the corner.
I know.
Baby shark.
Did I come back? We cleanse. We purify ourselves in the waters of Lake Morning Thang.
Lake Morning.
Everybody takes a turn.
Yes.
This week, we turn the blinker on because it's the Antoine turn. We're turning off onto Antoine Boulevard.
Let's do it.
Antoine Lane, if you will.
Yep. And when you live on Antoine Lane and you're one of Antoine's neighbors, apparently you got to watch out for you. You! Terrible you!
As a child, I was always told to work smarter, not harder.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why we learned formulas in math class to get to the answer, to get to the optimal result. Right.
My mother used to tell me, even on stuff like that, that she said memorizing things was stupid. She said, as long as you knew where to find the answer, that's all that mattered.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So if it meant look it up on the internet, as long as you knew where it was, done. There you
go. And your mother's very smart because I found an answer to a problem that I have.
Okay. And it's at the expense of another human being?
You can look at it that way. That's one way you can look at
Would he look at it that way?
So we are at the time of the year where it's time to do yard work.
No. Well, yes, yes.
And I don't think the majority of us enjoy cutting grass.
Nobody does.
And I think in a lot of yards, there are parts of the grass, parts of the yard that are more difficult to cut than others because
of
low-hanging branches or shrubbery or whatever.
Terrain, some bumpiness, whatever.
Or the hill, whatever.
Yeah. A wall, a fence, all of those things.
And so I have that on the right side of my house. It's my least favorite part. Yep. To cut. It's
Everybody has that least favorite part. Mine is underneath the swing set. Mm-hmm. Can't stand it.
And it's always the last place that I would cut. It's the one that I'm dreading. And so in my neighborhood, all of the houses are fairly close together.
Okay.
So if somebody three houses down if they're cutting their grass, I can hear the lawnmower. So I get excited because I have this neighbor beside me who cuts his grass regularly. Gotcha. Older gentleman.
Uh-huh.
Cuts his grass in khakis and a button-up shirt.
Oh,
so, you know, very elderly gentleman.
There you go. White sneakers, probably.
He has no problem cutting over into other people's property.
Gotcha.
Okay.
He will cut into my property.
Okay.
So much that he will cut into that area that I hate.
He cuts the part that you hate.
Yes.
So what you're doing now is you're deliberately leaving that part. Now it becomes the level of his lawn.
No. I am not leaving that part, Zach.
I'd leave that part.
I am not cutting my grass until after he cuts the grass.
Gotcha. Okay. Just to see how much he'll do.
My grass will grow and grow and grow until I hear his lawnmower. And then when I peek out and I see that he's cut that part, the very next day, I'll go cut my grass.
It's all on Clarence's schedule. I understand. Yes.
I would not cut my grass until my neighbor cuts the part of my grass that I don't want
to
cut.
The working smarter, not harder when it comes to the lawn is I choose to draw the line where I want to draw the line. Uh-huh. I actually prefer going first because that way I can say, look, this is what I'm mowing up to. And I am not doing any more than this because in between my neighbor's yards, there's one of those pipes that sticks up, one of those spigots.
Yes.
And it is technically in her yard, but I make sure to make that message every single time I mow that's the line
You stop right there.
You're in charge of that thing. I'm not doing it.
I stop him. My neighbor, we have a fence and he was around on our side mowing. Yeah. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. What are you doing?
Monica. Tell you this, and I say this because I love you and I respect you and I honor you. Shut up, man. What's wrong with you? Jeez.
I stopped him. Jared was like, well, he wants to mow.
Never correct a dummy that's doing stuff for you.
Exactly. Let him cut that. Jeez.
Oh, man.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Every morning at 8, we play. Every day, we try to get a winner. 10 questions, get them all right, you get $1,000. We say good morning to Lindsay in Buena Vista. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Let's do this. Did you get your three free answers from the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page?
I did.
Okay, great. That should be at least $30 in your pocket, which is a nice little haul.
Yep.
But we would love to haul it all in, the money. Make it rain.
Or not. I mean, whatever.
But, you know, we're being aloof.
We'll see what happens.
Exactly. Whatever.
So, Lindsay, here's the deal. You will get 60 seconds. You may pass at any time. We'll come back if there's time. $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right, you get $1,000. Everybody else, you can go to the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page. It is facebook.com/UptownRoanoke. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's answer is already there. Winner or not, we play again tomorrow. Here we go. Good luck, Lindsay.
All right,
that
I'm ready.
That part I actually mean. I'm not playing coy on that one. So, okay. 60 seconds, good luck. Timer will start when I finish reading the first question. Get my pen. Here it is. Question one, pop quiz. The Eiffel Tower is located in what country?
Oh, my gosh. France.
Yes. Justin Timberlake and Christina Aguilera are on what Disney show together?
Mickey Mouse Club.
Yep. Yes.
What was the first name of Kate Winslet's character in the movie Titanic?
Rose.
Yes.
What was the name of the horse that won the Kentucky Derby this past weekend?
Pat.
True or false, Lady Gaga's first name is Stephanie?
True.
Yes.
Laugh at My Pain and Let Me Explain are comedy albums from what comedian?
Pass.
Narcos is a show on what streaming network?
Netflix.
Yes.
Yep. Who is Portia de Rossi married to?
Ellen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tina Fey played Liz Lemon on what sitcom?
Pass.
What is Pink's daughter's name?
Pass.
Who won the Kentucky Derby?
Start guessing.
Say words.
Is it Crown?
Crown.
No.
No, it's okay. That's
Crown sorry. Royal.
Crown Royal.
There we go.
You know what? If she 60. Said Crown Royal, I would have given her $1.50 just for fun.
But she has $60.
$60. Yep. Yeah, not 60. Bad. There not bad. So
I feel all right.
I feel good about 60, yeah. Way better than 90.
I'm right. Tell you I feel all right. You know?
Amazingly enough, that's good to go. 60 is the perfect amount. You're like, that's a good game. Cool. So let me run them down for you, Lindsay. Kentucky Derby is Country House, which I swear to you, when I had to write it down, I almost wrote Country Time Lemonade. So there was, I blame Monica for that. You have infiltrated me. Kevin Hart, those are his comedy specials. Laugh at My Pain, Let Me Explain. Let's see. Tina Fey was Liz Lemon on the show 30 Rock. And Pink's daughter's name is Willow. $60. Hang on, everybody else. Another round tomorrow in the pop quiz.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
So you mean Klay Thompson. He plays for the Golden State Warriors. Did you hear about it, Antonia? What he said?
What did he say?
He walked out of Avengers Endgame.
Oh, no, I did not hear that.
You know what he did? He lost interest.
What?
That was someone loses interest.
Oh, man.
What?
We love when people lose interest
yes,
around
we do.
Here.
Yeah, well, he said he lost interest 2 hours in. He walked out. He said there was nothing there for him. Why waste your time?
I could see me hitting that point in the movie and thinking, well,
but you hung in there for 2 hours?
I wouldn't have gone in the first place just because I'm not a superhero movie person.
Yeah, he says that it wasn't interesting enough to warrant his time and attention. And we don't know if he was already into Marvel movies or
yeah, that's
like
what I wanted to know.
That's the important thing.
He just walked into it just cold. We don't know.
Did he sleep with a Kardashian?
I think so. I feel like he has.
Clay. No, Clay has it.
No.
No. He's like a partier. He's like out in the club scene and stuff. So he's like
he
with groupies
with
and stuff. No.
Who's the
Tristan.
One Tristan.
Tristan Thompson.
Aha!
Well, Clay, right. He's not your buddy anyway,
No, he's not.
No, I don't know. No,
he's not your buddy at all. He's
Screw
not waiting
Clay.
Around. He,
yeah, done
said,
with him.
He said boring.
Bad taste.
Extra hurtful. He's probably personal friends with Will Smith, which is
he has no such thing.
Probably is, yep. You like that.
Yes, that's it.
He hangs with Will Smith and you can't.
Yeah, that's messed haters. Up. This is going to be exciting for some folks. On Friday, new music from Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
Together. Okay.
Yeah, they have a new track. It's going to be called I Don't Care.
All right. I'm excited for that. I mean, behind the scenes, pop music has been a little weak the last
Well, who
six
are we
months.
Waiting on? Are we waiting on Adele, Rihanna?
I'm waiting on Bruno.
Bruno?
Bruno
no,
Powell.
He's
I'm
good.
I'm waiting on Bruno.
Bruno had a couple. Yeah. He had Please Me. It was not good.
That was Cardi B's song. Yeah. I'm waiting on a Bruno
well,
song.
But it was, we're waiting on Ed Sheeran as one. Yeah. Taylor Swift is one. Rihanna's the big one that we've really been waiting on.
Give Adele
and
some time.
And I almost feel like, if Adele Anybody pops a new song and Taylor and then all these different people. Oh, I'm sorry. Will Smith say what?
I know.
Yeah.
Will Smith, wait till he releases that Aladdin album. Uh-huh. Fire.
I'm going to throw my coffee on you.
Here he comes. Come on over and rub my lamp. I got blue hair and I do the dance. Woo! And I'm going to be the genie
Top
40 in this movie here. Labba-dabba-doo on my old town road.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out.
I love other people's secrets.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Because I can't keep them anyway.
No, you cannot.
So it's fun. Let's say good morning to Not Kathy. Do tell us about your secret lifestyle.
I went to Texas for a convention, and I was having a really good time hanging out at a club with one of my friends. And, you know, we always use different names and occupations.
Okay.
But, you know, we made a couple of guy friends there a few years ago. And, honestly, we've We visited them 3 times since, and we still use the same names from the first time we were there.
Okay. So you met them, and they met you as what or who?
Well, I'm going to keep those names.
Oh my God. Cruise around town.
That's
or
not even your real name. Like, not all right, what are you? What kind of, do you have a job? What's the job?
Well, I've been working in pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
So.
So you're not Kathy the drug dealer, the legal drug dealer.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So you guys go there, you create this identity. Hi, I'm Karen. And I'm Lacey. And we're drug reps.
Woo!
Basically.
Well, yeah, actually, that's pretty close.
I like it. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I guess after a period of time, though, do you just, you know, you keep rolling with it forever?
I don't know. It's been 3 times. This is sort of like when you can't remember someone's name and you've crossed beyond the level.
Oh, well aware. And that's kind of the issue right now is, like, we're in it so deep, we don't really know how to correct it. But we've become pretty close friends with these guys.
Yeah.
And
What about more than friends? Is there a that situation?
Well, not on my end.
Okay.
That's
on Lacey's end.
Brenda.
All right.
Oh, my God. I know. Really, the only way to do it is to be like, funny story.
Let me tell you something. Check this out. Hilarious. I'm going to tell you something.
I'm not sure I would be that upset as a guy. I don't know.
Would you?
At this point, not like we're married.
Exactly.
Right. No. I think you can still
if you guys also have some sort of really sort of steamy secret that you guys like or anything, that would be a good time to tell that one too. It's because then you do both of them. Like, hi, I've been lying to you, but let me tell you what I'm into.
Yeah.
And then everything's
furry,
good.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I did this one time.
Oh, you did?
The pretend identity.
I've done it too.
You have?
Yes.
Who are you, Antoine?
I was esteemed Virginia Tech quarterback Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, get out of here.
I was at Myrtle Beach, and I was wearing a bunch of Virginia Tech stuff. Swear, hand to God. And these guys walked up to me, Virginia Tech fans, and I just threw it. And it was a dark club, and I just threw out the name, said, hey, do you play football? And at this point, I was like, I'm out of town. Why not? And I said I was Tyrod Taylor. They took a picture with me.
Oh,
swear
God.
To God.
Oh, sure, because Tyrod Taylor would come in his uniform. While
I wasn't in uniform. I just had on my Virginia Tech windbreaker pants that the athletes get.
Yeah, you have a sticker, little name badge. Tyrod.
That's fraud is what you
It was
is.
Terrible.
You
it
took
was
a
bad.
Picture?
Telling stories. Pretending you're other people.
Uh-huh.
Monica Brooks. Zach Jackson. Tyrod Taylor in the house. Antoine, you liar, you.
I know.
I was like 19 or so when
you
it happened.
Still did it.
Do you look anything like Tyrod? I have no idea.
Not really. We're both black.
Both black.
That's
it.
I was aware of that.
We're the same height. We're close to the same height.
Okay.
And then, like I said, it was a dimly lit
I'm cool with that. Have you ever done the fake identity? Especially if you go out of town to a convention or something like that. I think that's funny. That's fun. Yeah.
You had hair back then.
Yes, I did.
Yes. So I think you could pull it off.
Antoine had a mullet back then.
He had
it was
a
amazing.
Mullet.
Wow.
Tyrod mullet.
I was
Come
out
on,
of town
children.
Once at a convention, and the world famous Brett from Star Country,
Brett
Boomer, he was there too. He started this whole lie. He wrote me into it. He was talking to a couple of young ladies, and he was informing them that he was in town for a waste management convention. Trash people.
Really?
And that's what he was saying. And as I was walking by, he said, right, Milburn? And I said, And he said, we're in town for the trash convention.
And he started it.
And I sat down. I said, why, that's right, Glenn. And then we had our little adventure.
Look at that.
Yep.
And don't blame it on him.
They had a lot of questions about trash management. I don't know if they were interested or they were trying to out us on the whole situation.
Like, are they for real?
Mm-hmm.
Milbert.
Yeah, Milburn.
Milburn.
Get it right.
Oh, sorry.
Milburn.
Jeez.
Milbert.
Hey, you got to roll with the punches when a hillbilly starts the lie.
Milburn
is a good time, though.
Yeah. That's all right.
I know.
Yeah, look at you.
I almost wanted to have another contact with them months later. Just a bit. How's the trash business?
Milburn and Glenn.
They were probably a couple of liars, too. So who knows? No idea what's going on. Secret Sound is $5,000. It is about to happen.
K92. All the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thang.
Woman lost her wedding ring, got found 11 years later by a 15-year-old just walking on the beach.
It was tears, and you can just imagine. It was a bad, bad day.
I was walking back from the water and I saw something pretty shiny. So I crouched down and I dug through the sand a little bit and it was a ring. I really didn't know what to do, being 15, finding a ring that big.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that they found the ring. And then what she decided to do when she finds this ring is put a picture of it on Facebook.
Oh.
And the woman happened to see it.
Yeah,
wow.
So that's my ring.
And said, that's my ring. And sure enough, it was her ring.
That's
Look
cool
at the
story.
Internet.
Yeah. Every now and then.
11 years later.
The internet. Yeah, the
She's
internet.
Like, oh, that husband's
good.
Gone. But okay, that's still my ring.
I hate that guy, but that's really awesome. George Clooney says people ask him a lot to do one thing, to be something for them. What do you think they're asking?
To be something.
Say, the, George,
the,
would
the
you
voice
be?
From Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Nope, it would be.
I've had literally guys, like a guy who is an extra on a TV show, go, hey, I want you to be my best man.
And do you say no?
Well, I've been creative about it. I'll
How
say
do you
things
get out
like,
of it?
Well, I go, I'm bad luck, man. I've been best man like three times. They've gotten divorced, all three of them. You don't want it.
So you're
just lie.
You just lie. Is
I
what
lie,
you
lie like a rug.
Best man.
Would you do that, Zach?
Would I lie or be
no.
someone's best
Would you,
man?
A random person's best man.
No. Well, what's wrong with that person? Don't they have a friend?
But what if they didn't? So what if a listener said, hey, I have this wedding coming up, and I listen to you every day. I feel like we have a friendship. Nothing crazy, nothing stalkerish, but would you be in my wedding? And I pay for everything. Would you be in my wedding?
I would ask Monica's opinion on the person, and if
and like, look
as she's
window.
Looking out the window, and if she said don't do it, I would just say, I'm sorry, Monica says I can't.
What if they paid you?
Yeah. Huh?
What if they
then
paid
a
you a talent fee? Yeah,
stand,
now we're thinking.
To stand?
Yeah. A talent fee. No, you got to give a speech, too.
I'm really good at speeches, though.
A talent fee to be a best man.
And I would still wonder if it was a setup.
No, it's not a setup. I'm telling you, it's not a setup.
YouTube.
I don't know. If it's a setup, as long as you pay me $500, yeah. I don't really care. Speaking of lying, Amy Poehler says, here's how you lie about wine.
I did learn one thing, which is if you describe wine confidently, it doesn't matter if you don't know anything. So if you go and you stay really vague, so if you're drinking wine and you say, oh, this one's shy. Or like, give me, like, all right, like, let's say you're drinking red wine and you just go, now, oh, this one tastes like recent history.
That's a good one.
You gotta swirl it around.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll end on Monica's nightmare.
Uh-oh.
This was captured on one of those doorbell cameras.
Uh-huh.
Guy's just walking into his friend's house.
I saw this video.
What?
Snake bit him in the eyeball.
Eyeball!
Uh-huh.
I saw the video.
The snake was wrapped around some sort of pole near the door. Here's the audio. Oh, no, that's Amy Poehler still. Hang on. Da-da-da. Man bit in face.
It was the light by the door.
See, too many questions. That's what bothers me right there. Too many questions. Where did you get a bit at? Where did it hurt? Does it hurt? What happened?
Take me to the hospital.
Just take me to the hospital, man.
Curtis, take me to the hospital.
Take me to the hospital.
Poor guys.
Ow!
Kurt, take me to the hospital.
What happened?
Take me to the hospital.
What?
Too many questions.
Too many questions. Yeah. That's all
right.
No.
Take me to the hospital.
Someone says take me to the hospital. I'm on it.
Hey,
on it.